Taiwan Special Tuesday. First Taiwan Special of the week. Right off, these podcasts are funded by BadAd.One, the advertising network I created myself. Took me 9 months. Text ads. You can advertise, you can monetize, you can search. Now, have you heard about these dairy farmers that are dumping milk? Now, if you go to, people are driving 60 miles to go to these farms that are throwing food away because they can't get any truckers to ship it from the farm to the market. Now, wouldn't those dairy farmers love to know that they could get an advertisement for a year for a dollar? That's the way the promotion works. Buy anything, you get 52 weeks free. That's how I'm starting this thing. Ad networks are difficult to start. BadAd.One is the official sponsor for these podcasts. I made it myself. I'm not a sellout. I'm trying to help the world here. No, we know ads have gone crazy. Okay, that's enough of that. I'm not going to do that too much in the beginning of these podcasts. But, you know, we got to pay the bills. And the second thing, too, if there's an alternative to the advertising mess, wouldn't people want to know about it? Just make so many things a whole lot better. It really, really, really would. I mean, if the websites that annoy you were using these ads, they wouldn't be as annoying. It absolutely, absolutely does. So I'm not going to rant and rave about that now, but I'll tell you this. You know, one of the things I wanted to mention in the Taiwan special series this week, and that's what I'm going to talk about today, talk about milk, dumping products. It's really funny. See, over here in Taiwan, all the Western food that's going out of supply is still on the shelves in the supermarkets because the Taiwanese aren't interested. There's not a shortage on cheese because the Taiwanese don't really know what cheese is. And there's not a shortage on ketchup because the Taiwanese generally don't like tomatoes. It's really, really weird. One time, 10 years ago, I asked for pizza with extra sauce and they put this disgusting, it's a white cream sauce, I guess. People would say it's Alfredo sauce, but that's invented marketing. Alfredo is not a real sauce. But it was a cream sauce and they put that on the pizza and called it pizza sauce. It's like, you don't know what pizza sauce is. It's the stuff under the cheese. Under the what? The white, gooey, disgusting stuff we hate? That's called cheese? I thought cheese came in little yellow squares. Yeah, that's going on over here. So cheese and ketchup aren't getting sold out of the supermarkets. It's fascinating, isn't it? You know, Taiwan has its own dairy industry. This is interesting. Absolutely fascinating. You know, for a long time, the Taiwanese have had trouble getting beef. Typically, Taiwanese beef tastes terrible. And I remember even at the de facto embassy. Now, what do you mean de facto embassy? Don't countries have embassies? Oh dear. Oh, if you're not aware of the Taiwan predicament, I'm going to explain in a history lesson tomorrow how Taiwan got to be Taiwan and China got to be China and what the confusion is. I'm just going to tell the history and the current situation. And if I have time, I might get into some of the bullying that's been going on. And maybe even some of the villains, because there's villains all around. You know, there's no perfect villains and there's no perfect victims. Everyone has shared responsibility for both the good and the bad. I mean, this is an old problem. You know, just because someone is doing something bad doesn't mean that they don't have something good. And just because you're being attacked doesn't mean that you're wonderful. Just because someone else is being attacked doesn't mean that they're wonderful. You know, life is a bunch of yays and boos. And the best way to solve problems is to just look at the behavior as it is. That's what Jesus does. I'm not trying to be preachy, but, you know, people know that I'm Christian and I'm not preachy. I hate preachy. I don't do Sunday morning. I think Sunday morning is one of the big causes of problems in the world. Most distaste for Christians comes because of the brainwashing on Sunday morning. But I'm talking about Jesus in the book of Revelation. He says, I know your heart and mind, your intentions, but I give to you according to your work. Jesus is incredibly practical. We need to get away from this ethereal Sunday dream about Jesus and go to the practical stuff. It's in your work, man. It's in the results. So let's stop trying to decide who's perfect and pure evil. You know, who's perfect and who's pure evil. Let's stop with that. Let's stop with the deifying and vilifying everybody. Everyone's either a demigod and pure as the wind-driven snow, or they're absolutely evil and we have to hate them. Let's stop that talking and just, look at individual actions. I like that what you did. I don't like that what you did. I'm rewarding you for this with friendship. I'm punishing you with that by not buying your products anymore. Let's just look at individual actions and respond to the actions individually, shall we? Taiwan doesn't really have an embassy because it's not officially a country in a lot of people's opinions. Okay, I'm going to talk about that tomorrow. But at the would-be embassy, at the de facto embassy, AIT, is the American Institute at Taiwan, AIT, they had American beef advertisements covering the walls inside the not embassy, the de facto embassy. I wrote Congress about that a while back. I said, the Taiwanese don't want the chemicals that we put in the beef that the FDA says is perfect because, the Taiwanese don't believe that the FDA is right 100% of the time. And just because the FDA says that it's wonderful doesn't mean that the Taiwanese people think so. They don't want this chemical that we put in a lot of our cows to make the fat lower and the muscle bigger or whatever. They don't want that. And they're not going to accept it. Stop trying to ram it down their throat. America was being put, I don't know if you know this. The beef companies were doing heavy, heavy lobbying and hard selling to Congress to try to push Congress to strong arm Taiwan into buying beef. And Taiwanese didn't want it. So finally, I wrote Congress. I said, knock it off. Tell the lobbyists and the farmers to find another way. Taiwanese beef tastes terrible. I told this to Congress several years ago. I said, the Taiwanese beef tastes terrible. Tell the beef companies in America to find a way to, they could probably make a lot of money teaching Taiwanese how to make their own cows. Figure out a way to do cows, to do beef in Taiwan. There's plenty of money in that. You don't have to make people hate us by forcing them to have something that they don't want. Don't take that route. Ugh. I was on talking about corporate greed yesterday in the podcast weekly, the Monday. Yes, corporate greed. So anyhow, well, since then, there's this thing that's come up. It's a phenomenon. It's Taiwan beef. And what they do is they really, really, really care for the cows. The secret ingredient is love. And Taiwanese are figuring out how to grow beef cattle instead of just cows for milk. They've got plenty of those. But how do they get the cows so that the beef tastes good? That's a whole other question. They're figuring it out. And it's a higher grade beef. It's a better quality beef. So anyhow, they import from America and from Australia some certain types of beef. They don't like the chemical nonsense that I mean, what's the thing? Don't farmers supposedly love the people, but then they do chemicals that the people hate? Farmers love the people, but then they use this GMO... these GMO crops, what's going on, farmers? What's up with that? Why? Little bit by little bit, it just takes a little tiny bit to compromise and sell out. And then you've hurt others because you're trying to protect your family or keep your business going or whatever. That's not what patriotism is about. Patriotism is about, you sacrifice yourself, you will lose your home, you will lose whatever for any reason, for any little inconvenience, because no one compromises your values and no one convinces you to compromise your values. And right now, during these times of this global panic, there was an article from a doctor in Cadillac, Michigan, that explaining that it was the American Association of Physicians and Surgeons or something. Yeah, he was saying, send the kids to school, they'll get immune, and then once they're immune, they won't be carriers of the virus. And that's how to stop the spread, is make the whole get the whole population sick while they're at school, while they're not going to hurt anybody, and then they can't help but spread anymore. That would have stopped the spread. No, instead, governors kept the children susceptible, made them so that they're easy to get the virus anytime, made it so that they can pass on the virus, and shut down the economy in the process. Doesn't that seem strange? Well, anyhow, I'm in Taiwan. the safest country in the world as far as this virus goes, because the government here kept the schools open. They only close schools if a number of students start getting the virus. One, they close the classes. Two, students, they close down the school, and it's for 2 weeks, everyone's on mandatory quarantine. And that's it. That's all that they do. Here in Taiwan, things are great, and I'm going to talk about the history of Taiwan and China tomorrow. See you then.